KLYT Broadcast Studio. This is ABQ Connect.
As you may be well aware of, every month on KLYT, we feature a different Christian school. You know, especially with the way education is in New Mexico, and you know, the poor ratings nationwide. But you know, listen, even if this was the best state in the union for education, as a Christian community, we want you to be aware of a place where you can send your kids that are going to teach them through a biblical worldview lens. One of those schools is Axiom Classical, and in studio with us, Celeste Green, Dean of Academics, and Vince Zunick, Dean of Development. Thank you both for taking the time to come in and let us know a little more about Axiom.
Well, thank you for having us.
And I said Axiom Classical. Is it Axiom Classical Academy or Axiom Classical? That's the name.
Axiom Christian Classical School.
There we go. Axiom Christian Classical School. I said Axiom Classical because that's what you need to know for the website. AxiomClassical.org. I encourage you to go to the website and actually follow along with us somewhat. But you know, before we jump into all, you know, for parents and students that are listening and thinking, oh, this may be the one. Let's back up a little bit and start with the history, the genesis of Axiom Classical, Axiom Christian Classical, and I'll throw it to Celeste or Vince, either. How did Axiom get underway?
Well, to tell you the truth, it started not from a desire of our own. We, Celeste and I and Stacy, have been in this business of education for years. What would you say? Are we hitting on 20 now?
I think we're at 20, yeah.
20 years together. We started out as teachers and deans at a different classical school here in town, and reached a point where we no longer aligned, and specifically aligning both in the classical sense and then also in what we would call the ecumenical sense. We can go further into that later, but it's this unity that we have strived for from the beginning. That we felt was eroded, or at least was going down a different direction, a different path. And so we sought to keep our ideals and start a new school. And we did it during the pandemic, which is a great time to start a school.
Well, you did it.
Yes.
You did it. We're 4 or 5 years in. So well done. You know, for those that are listening, you know, they'll hear classical and they don't even know. Tell them if you're going to say almost any, most schools, if they say classical, essentially, what are you getting?
Classical is a specific way of looking at education where we capitalize on the developmental strengths of students in different schools. So the younger students, our elementary students, are called grammar students. And the way you teach a grammar student is very different than the way you might teach a high schooler.
Okay.
So we capitalize on what they're good at, which is memorization, recitation, touching, tasting, seeing, feeling, experiencing, and delighting. So when you see a classical elementary classroom, you're going to see a very dynamic and energetic, hands-on, wonderful type of education. And then the next stage is the middle school, or what we call the logic school. And we take what they're good at, which is arguing. and believe it or not, we actually ask them to. We teach them how to argue.
Yeah.
We love for our students to tell us all they know about everything and tell us their expertise. And then we guide them through the issue or the whatever the subject is by asking them more questions. And our favorite words to hear them say is, "I don't know." And from there, we help them come to a new, better, fuller understanding. We love for our students to be able to see multiple perspectives on different things instead of having to be right at first. In our rhetoric school, the high school, we want our students to continue the process of the foundations and the scrutinization that they've gained from the other stages, but then apply it to something bigger, which is their life, and giving them an ability to speak well about whatever that is. The ultimate goal of classical education is that our students would love the Lord their God with all their heart, soul, strength, and mind, and likewise that they would love their neighbor. So helping our students entertain a thought without fully accepting it and loving the other person with the other view is the main goal.
I love that. And I love, you know, we were talking on classical, but you brought right in the other part of the title, Axiom Christian Classical. So that's a vital part of the education the kids are receiving. And is it K through?
Through 12.
Okay. And actually, when just out of curiosity, because I've watched other schools begin and continue or not, did it start as K through 12?
It did. We hit the ground running.
From day one.
Wow.
We graduated a senior class our first year.
Yeah.
I'm not going to lie. I'm kind of impressed. That took a lot of work. And, you know, for those who don't know, let's talk a little bit about that. What it takes to get where you are with accreditation and the stuff that parents, they're going to want to hear these things.
Sure.
Right. Celeste knows most about the accreditation process, but what I can say is that it didn't start from just hoping or a dream.
Yeah, yeah.
And having it, it really was us having years and years under our belt of both educating in the classroom and administrating, so that at that point we could make the switch and really develop a school, not from ground zero, but all the way from, you know.
Sure.
From some experience.
I'm going to tell you, you're reminding me of a story, okay? I'm going to tell a quick story.
Yeah.
My wife went to an event one time, and she got there, and she's like, I was supposed to bring, and it was a Tres Leches cake. Long story short, she called and asked if I could make it real quick and run it down to the event. And I'd never made meringue before, so I totally didn't do a great job, but you know what? The next one, after doing it once,
indeed,
when I brought it, they were like, I've never seen such a silky meringue. So Axiom is the silky meringue.
Indeed it is. Thank you for saying that.
We kind of jokingly call ourselves a new old school, because yes, we really do have a length behind us. The second year of our existence, we were fully accredited by both Christian Schools International and Cognia, the secular arm. And so we've continued to show ourselves as serious about the academics.
Yeah.
All of our students who've graduated have matriculated into a four-year college. We've had three academy appointments. We've been very, very blessed with high-performing, excellent students.
Well, and off the air, Vince and I were talking and Discover we're both military brats. I will tell you, when someone says academy, I perk up.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I know what that means. The level of you know, what you have education-wise, and much more than education, is in the integrity and all the things that go along with it. So clearly, the students being well-equipped to head on after grade 12. Now, we talked about the classical style. Is the curriculum something you've developed, or are you using an outside curriculum?
We have selected our curriculum over years of experience using different pieces from different places.
Uh-huh.
We believe there is a specific classical path in curriculum, making sure that it's not simply rote work and, you know, task mastering the student, but mm-hmm. teaching them how to think. And so really, the teacher is the curriculum. So we're very blessed to have teachers with an average of over 10 years of teaching experience. And over 80% of our teachers have an advanced degree and have come out of retirement from being physical therapists and chemists and that sort of thing to teach at Axiom. So they come with a bounty, really.
I love that. Just last Friday on this broadcast, Brian Cochran was in with us, and we were talking about retirement. And as Christians, is there, you know, and preparing now for, you know, when the 9-to-5 is done and you get the gold watch, what's your purpose going to be past that? And you've clearly found some people on your staff that are dedicated to investing in the next generation. And I'm gonna be a little selfish here because I'm a New Mexico resident. I sure hope some of your students stay here. I really do, because that next generation, that's our future, and you guys are investing that way, not only here on Earth, but obviously an eternal investment in these kids. As far as that eternal investment, we already mentioned the desire to make sure that they have a biblical worldview. What other things are going on at Axiom that would help grow the kids in that way?
Well, we talk a lot about, as they graduate, what do we want the graduate to look like? And so we have, as one of our mottos, is that they're virtuous scholars. So we're trying to teach them not just the blockhead approach of here's all the knowledge you need, but also this virtue. And so we really have our classes centered around, we even have events every Wednesday that we call Symposium, where they dig into what does it mean to be virtuous. Uh-huh. And we use different topics, we use different skill sets in order for them to debate and discover. And then we rigorously try and put them in positions, whether it's in sports or whatever, how do you actually develop these skills of virtue, whether it be prudence or fortitude. Of the seven virtues that we typically center around. So that's huge for us.
Yeah. Listen, if you just tuned in, we're visiting with Celeste Green. She's the Dean of Academics at Axiom Christian Classical, and Vince Zunick, he's the Dean of Development. The website is Axiom, that's AXIOM, classical.org. Encourage you to go and check that out. We're up against a break. We're going to take a quick break, come back. We're going to talk things, sports is one of the things we haven't covered yet. An open house is coming up this Thursday. We'll go into some details about that as well. And then maybe answer some of those questions from parents that, you know, they want to get down to the nitty gritty when it comes to what's the cost? What's my out of pocket? But we've already talked about that a little bit, in that we talked about investment. We'll come back and talk more. Can you all stay with us?
Certainly.
Sure.
Okay. We're going to take a quick break, and we'll be back after this on ABQ Connect.
This is ABQ Connect.
We are continuing our conversation with staff from Axiom Christian Classical. The website is axiomclassical.org. In studio with us, Dean of Academics, Celeste Green, and Dean of Development, Vince Zunick. Thanks again to both of you for being here. If you missed the first portion of our conversation, watch for it archived at abqconnect.online. In our first segment, we talked about the history of Axiom and somewhat the curriculum. Actually, before we move on, I mentioned we'd be talking about sports and some other things, an open house coming up. I don't know that we covered schedule. This may be somewhat unique or different from what other people may have encountered at other schools that they've attended. Would it be Celeste? Would you walk us through how the schedule at Axiom works?
Sure. So when we're looking at education, we believe it's a human art. And so we're looking at the people standing in front of us, who are children. And we've noticed over our years of experience how sharp and capable the mind is in the morning. And so when we were founding the school, we decided that we would have all of the academic courses take place in the mornings. So from 8 to 12:15, we have our academic schedule. And then in the afternoon, we begin what's called the quad, which comes from the word quadrivium. And that's when we capitalize on what the body is so good at, which is moving, interacting, creating, building. So in the afternoons, our students of all ages get to experience the fine arts, the physical arts, the performing arts, and the common arts. And common arts might be something that you might not know by name, but that's things like gardening, baking, crafting, woodworking, taxidermy, which we don't do.
We don't do that.
And different things.
Yet?
Where, yeah, right. Yeah, sure. Yeah, coach is going to sign up for that.
Yes.
But what we've noticed is the schedule helps us reach the goal of helping our students develop into whole people. And we didn't make that up. That's from the beginning. We are always been mind and body and soul. And so we believe that the schedule reflects our desire to educate all parts of the human person.
Yeah, and really, you know, I mean, I was taught the word disciple is disciplined student learner. And really, you're creating disciplined student learners and artisans, it sounds like. Is that fair?
Oh, absolutely. I think that's absolutely a part of a classical school. We really delve deep into the music as well as the orchestra and other elements that we have as part of the arts.
Yeah. You talk about what's missing in public school more and more.
Right.
Is these areas. So again, if you want to find out more, go to axiomclassical.org. But we want to continue to let you know more about the school. Now, we're going to talk about sports. Is there a mascot at Axiom?
Yes, it's a guardian.
Okay.
Yes, absolutely. So we love sports as part of a well-ordered man. And what we were talking about, you have to have that body.
I'm picturing in, like a Spartan helmet.
Yes. Very good. Yeah. Yes. But instead of a sword, it's more like a shield and a spear.
Okay.
Yes. Protecting.
Yeah.
And guarding.
Yeah, you're teaching, and it's a community. You're teaching kids to lock shields as
indeed.
Guardians, right?
Absolutely.
So I mentioned it's sports. Vince, this is your bailiwick.
Yes. You can only learn certain things from bumping up against other people. Especially when it comes to humility or pride. All those things are like a microcosm on a basketball court.
Yeah.
You get to have opportunities to share the gospel as a coach. And as a student, you get to experience almost a lifetime in a game of ups and downs, trials, pain, physical pain, suffering, mental.
Yeah.
So we just see that as the only way to really order the whole man.
Yeah,
mind,
well,
body,
I'll tell you, in spite of my physique, I mean, I was baseball and swimming.
Oh,
I mean, you know, I should have kept doing it, but there's so many lessons to be learned. You mentioned some of them, including we mentioned discipline already, and I would have, you know, when you say pain,
yes,
it makes me think of our dependence on God. I remember specifically climbing a mountain, literally from sea level to 7,500 feet with a 50-pound back in the 80s before REI made ergonomic packs.
Right. So that's pain in the
life. And I was dying. I was dying the first day. And I remember my prayer to the Lord that night. I cannot do this. The only way off the mountain was a helicopter. I wasn't going to do that. There was a girl on the trip.
Right.
You know? I was a teenager. But I want to get back to the important part of how sports. This is just one way.
Yes.
But my prayer that Lord help me through this. He didn't take away the pain.
No. In fact, that's how we grow and learn.
Yeah.
It's as human beings, it just doesn't seem like there's any other way to truly grow except through the stresses and pains.
Yeah.
And we see the interconnectedness of our soul, our spirit, and our body when we see scripture telling us to fast. We're starting to starve the body to try and have more of the soul interacting with the mind and so forth.
And of course, we can easily go to Paul running the race. There's all kinds of great sports analogies to connect our minds with what God has planned for us. So the different sports that are available through Axiom.
Yes, so we're a part of the parochial league. That means our elementary and our middle school have a league that is made up of other Christian denominations that we compete in all the way up to the eighth grade. And so that's everything from archery, which we're very excited about and continue to flourish in, but also basketball and the team sports, flag football for the younger kids.
Uh-huh.
So we have the full gamut. Yeah. And then when you reach high school, we decided to adopt a strategy of not joining the NMAA so that our high school students can participate at their level in their district. So instead of us as a small Christian school trying to cobble together a team of ninth graders and 12th graders of varying levels and ability, now that it's afforded to them to be able to be on the JV team or the varsity team if they're able with all the equipment that's afforded to them if they so choose football or baseball, as you had mentioned that you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So plenty of opportunities there to be part of the Guardians.
That's right.
At Axiom. And now I also mentioned the Thursday open house that's coming up this Thursday. Now we're recording this on February 3rd. There's going to be an open house on February 5th. That you're asked to RSVP for that event. You can go to axiomclassical.org, but also make sure you have on your calendar March 26th. Now, the Thursday for February 5th will be an evening event. The morning open house is March 26th, but for those considering coming to check out the open house, which is branded Revealing Beauty. What can you tell us?
Well, we love to give people a snapshot into what we get to see every day, which is students getting to see the beauty of Christ in all things because he's holding all things together. And in our open house, we give you a little taste of that beauty in getting to hear from an experienced parent, getting to hear from the deans, and getting to hear from some of our own students about what life at Axiom is like. And something, you know, you can come and take a tour of the school at the same time and see our facility. It's really a unique and wonderful place to be.
And geographically, where are you located?
Yeah, we're just in the shadow of Presbyterian Hospital right off the highway on Lead
okay. Avenue. All right, 1404 Lead. I found it on the website, Southeast. And for those always trying to figure that out, lead is heavy, so it goes down. So it goes downhill. It's the two lead coal. Again, you'll find all that information at axiomclassical.org. Cost for now, I don't want to go into specifics about cost because what I want people to do is to connect with Axiom. You give out a number and people make a decision. You need to see the school. You need to talk to the staff. You need to understand financially what it means to invest in your kids that way, as well as spiritually, which we already talked about. But for those who want to get that information, I'm guessing the best way is, to show up at the open house Thursday or in March. But outside of that, what would you encourage parents to do?
Well, I would encourage, as you mentioned, to come and have a conversation with us, because our biggest thing is we are looking for right fits. The family that is desiring this type of education, which is different and not for everyone. We're a talking school where classrooms are small sizes and the teacher is engaged, and we're expecting students to engage constantly, and that's the only way we feel like that mentor model works well. So we would say right fits is our first stop, and we will do everything we can on our end, everything from looking for scholarships, providing opportunities, or even asking of our community. We have several families that can't quite get all the way to the full tuition. We've had several families step in and say, we'll take care of the rest. We're looking also for that longevity of, if this is the right fit and you're a kindergartner, we will make sure one way or another that your kid is graduating in 12 years.
You know, and if you're listening to this, maybe you're at a place, you know, we often, again, I'll bring Brian Cochran into this conversation. He's a Kingdom Advisor at John Moore Associates. And we often talk about generosity and the importance of doing that as a Christian. And if you're, you know, I was going to say retired, but listen, there's people who aren't retired that have plenty of resources that they can invest in organizations like this. Axiom Christian Classical is a not-for-profit organization, and there is a donate button on the homepage. Just go to axiomclassical.org, and you can prayerfully consider supporting the work that they do. And, you know, maybe before you do that, go to one of the open houses so you can see more in detail for yourself. The website's a great place to get a lot of the information you need. But there's just something about seeing someone eye to eye and having a conversation that will hopefully inspire you to be supportive of an organization in our community that is making where we live just a little bit and our planet. Because as you both mentioned, you're raising up young people that, you know, I selfishly said, I hope they stay in New Mexico, but they're going to places all over the globe and having an impact.
Indeed. And that's a reoccurring theme, even as we're going to the Governor's STEM Challenge later on this week. That is a reoccurring theme of how do we get our students to stay here and use their skill sets here. And that is specific to the engineering department, which just to throw a plug, I'm so excited about our STEM team. We've won 4 years in a row, monetary winnings and sponsorships. So it's not just that a classical school that listens to music, that talks a lot, doesn't produce engineers or don't care about math, but we teach them in a way where they're learning to think that they can then take into any field, whether it's engineering or architecture or anything, that they have the right mindset and the ability to look at truth, but also any subject, analyze it, and come to creativity and curiosity that oftentimes we lose our kids in the high school area.
Yes. Well, before we just discontinue our conversation, I absolutely want to throw it back to both of you to make sure, because you could be sitting there and, is he going to ask? I just asked, so go ahead and answer the question I didn't ask. If there's anything else that you want to make sure our listeners know about Axiom Christian Classical.
It's a wonderful place to work and a wonderful place for our own children and many children to go. We're so grateful for it. Yeah.
Yes, I didn't get a classical education myself. And so my kids...
You are now.
I am now, absolutely. Yeah. Seeing my college student now, getting ready to graduate with aerospace and mechanical engineering.
Nice.
And then my daughter, certainly, hopefully to follow soon. I just love learning. And we want to create a community that is around people, parents as well. Because we also have learning arms for parents to be able to get these type of books in them that I never had. I had a literature teacher that gave up on Shakespeare halfway through the year, or Aristotle and things like that. So come learn with us and enjoy the community.
All right. Well, Vince Celeste with Axiom Classical. It's axiomclassical.org, Axiom Christian Classical, but the website axiomclassical.org. Thank you both for your investment in the next generation and in our community, and for your time here today.
I appreciate you. Thank you.
All right. And thank you for listening to ABQ Connect. Thanks to, I'm sorry. Just keep rolling. That's it.
All right.